This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Grass, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. This show is an encore of an episode from September of 2021, and it's full of good stuff. We have music from across the Hoosier State, as well as guests from Chicago. Phenom, formerly known as Ohm, is signed to Indianapolis record label Joyful Noise. The band played a small studio session, and we'll take a listen back. A Valparaiso paralegal turned musical comedian, Captain Ambivalent, shares his top five comedic songs, and Charlene shares tracks from a self-taught techno musician who makes esoteric soundscapes with a grooving club, menacing fashion. And we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or at wfyi.org/listen. Up first, Melissa Davis checks in with Captain Ambivalent about his top five comedy songs.
My not-so-secret identity name is Dan Beamer, and I am Captain Ambivalent. I've been calling myself a satirical songwriting superhero. So yeah, I would say a comedy musician focuses more on the funny lyrics than on the like virtuoso musicianship.
Very cool. Could you tell, you have kind of a unique background. You spent 20 years in the professional world and then moved to songwriting?
Yes, indeed. I did the opposite of being a starving artist and selling out. I sold out first and then became a starving artist. So since college, I'd enjoyed songwriting and was always trying to find a way to do that while paying off the student loans, and kind of wrestle with that for the whole time I was in the corporate world, being a litigation support paralegal, and I was able to quit and pursue the music stuff full time, and it's been great.
Yeah. What was the thing that finally pushed you to leave your full time job and take up music full time?
It was kind of a perfect storm of things. It was just like my stress levels were really, really high. It seemed like I was working on my first album. It just seemed like I was never going to be able to get it finished. And then fortuitously, the business conditions changed so that I saw it would actually be better for the company if I left at that point.
Yeah. Well, what's life like for you now?
The past year has been a lot of the inside of my house. that's for sure. Mm-hmm. I took the opportunity to try to increase my skills and learn a lot more and prepare to come back, do more live performances. I had working on kind of like a little mini tour this fall, which looked like a much safer proposition at the beginning of the year, but still, it's maybe a little bit more mini than I thought. But it'll be good to get out there more. And I've been able to do a lot more networking online with the whole Zoom revolution. I've been able to attend seminars out of New York or Chicago or any place that without having to drive to them, and that's been a huge advantage. It kind of turned into a silver lining.
And could you tell me about your influences as you came up in music, kind of interested in like who you like to listen to?
Sure. So I think that my parents were into musical theater. So there were a lot of like the funny songs, especially. My dad liked Spike Jones, the old sort of jazz comedy musician. We got up through The Muppet Show. That was an influence. When I got to college, there was an artist put in the top five called The Jazz Butcher out of Britain. And that was sort of the first... I think that was sort of like my first comedy rock, or I guess alternative you would call it, but kind of like pop comedy. Weird Al, of course, about the same time. 1990, They Might Be Giants. That was a huge game changer. That kind of opened my mind up a lot to the different kind of styles that could be brought to bear. I would say that those are the main influences. Yeah.
Yeah. What can we expect at a Captain Ambivalent show?
You will see a very imposing figure in this sparkly gold boots, belt, and cape with a gleaming accordion. And he will sing and entertain the heck out of you. So I'll try to have some extra nerdy stuff on tap for you. You know, I could just walk around. You might call me
Captain Ambivalent. You might call me. Well, yeah. Well, today we were going to talk about also, in addition to your upcoming show, your favorite top five comedy or parody songs.
Yes, indeed. I would have to include one from the Muppet movie. This is Kermit the Frog and Fozzie Bear with Movin' Right Along.
Aww.
Movin' right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose.
This could become a habit.
Opportunity knocks once. Let's reach out and grab.
So, number four. So, in addition to songs that are like outright comedies or parodies, I also have a real soft spot for cover songs that are performed in such a different style that it really like just kind of reframes the original in a whole new light. I'm a really big fan of those. So, the one that I happen to pick is a funk cover of Bye Bye Bye, and the singer features India Carney. And the band is Scary Pockets. We're at number three. So, as I mentioned before, this is the Jazz Butcher. I don't know if he billed himself as a comedy musician so much as an alternative musician, but all my friends in college agreed that his funny songs were the best. This is a little number called Peter Lorre.
Peter Lorre isn't really dead.
So number two, we have, of course, Weird Al Yankovic, and it was really hard to pick, but I think that my favorite may be Spam.
Spam in the place where I live, ham and corn. Think about nutrition, wonder what's inside it.
That's a good one. Why is that your favorite Weird Al song?
It's not my favorite R.E.M. song that he's covering, and so somehow somehow his version of it like elevates the original in my mind. And then also Spam is inherently funny, and you know you have like the Monty Python Spam song, and you know it's just like it's Spam. It's a pretty thin ground. So then number one, I have to say, They Might Be Giants. This is the first They Might Be Giants song that I ever heard when they were interviewed by Terry Gross way back in 1990 or something. This made me run out and immediately buy their album, Flood, and listen to it like three or four times in a row. My buddies.
And I've often been told that you only can do what you know how to do well, and that's be you. Be what you're like. Be like yourself. And so I'm having a wonderful time, but I'd rather be whistling in the dark.
Thanks, Melissa, for that top five from Captain Ambivalent. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up in just a moment, we listen into clips from our weekly local music playlist. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Let's take a listen now to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis. Or listen from anywhere, wfyi.org/listen. Or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to that preview from Ohm. This is Flood Your Gut from Ohm on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Thank you so much. We're Ohm from Chicago. Really excited to be here on WFYI.
Your whole vision's not
That was Ohm with a preview from the band's small studio session. Ohm is signed to indie-based Joyful Noise Recordings. You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. Good evening. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. First, Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music?
Addy Costin, who we've had on the show a couple times before, has a new single out. It's epic, it's moving, and it's called Still Right Here.
I thought I could cross it by building a bridge made of hearts. But I kept on breaking them.
Indianapolis band Four Story has released a few singles this year, and each one is wonderful. This song in particular is super bouncy, and I can't help but want to dance when I hear it. But I'll save you both and myself from the embarrassment. Here's Touch by Four Story.
Staying up all night underneath the rushing lights.
You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost on WFYI. I'm Charlene Birdsong, here with co-hosts Adam Gross and Melissa Davis. Indie-based Curly Q is keeping their live set tight, playing with Heaven Honey and Volunteer Department at State Street Pub on September 23rd. They have a new lineup and new music to check out. This is No More Sweet by Curly Q. Fox D Legends release Godlike Energy features indie music scene staples like Baby Ebony, Alice and Victoria, and this one that features Sherelle the Dope. This is 100 by Fox D Legend featuring Sherelle the Dope.
People wanna take it from you, never tryna add to something good.
The feeling is genuine, but no, I don't mean no harm. We fading away from darkness, bullets and scars. And if you got
D-Strange is a self-taught techno musician and producer that plays icy electronic music. D says his music is manic, organic, and technological. His latest EP titled XK3 was released in July of 2021. First, we will listen to the title track, which is described as punishing offbeat synth shards and glitchy mechanical snares. This is D Strange with XK3. Next up from D Strange is the track Ghost of Kashif. This song is described as esoteric soundscapes with a grooving club menacing fashion. This is D Strange with Ghost of Kashif.
Thanks, Charlene, for that audio exploration on self-taught techno musician D Strange. That's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artist on social media for updates and info. This has been Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show was produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just go to wfyi.org/local-frequency. And we are at our last song of the night. This is Tonos Triad with Classic Sampler on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great Saturday night.